You're listening to World Cafe. I'm Kaleo for Sense of Place in Richmond, Virginia. And when finding one's sense of place, one must find sense of self. Along the way, we found two interesting stories involving the grateful living and the grateful dead. Allow me to explain. It's a Tuesday morning, and I snookered this guy.
My name is John Myers. I'm producer for World Cafe.
And I'm on a treadmill at 9 a.m., and I text him and say,
I think it was something like, hey, you want to do something? And I was like, well, what do you mean?
And what I meant was, with our only free morning of the trip, I suggested we find a story, which John did in less than 15 minutes.
Yeah, I had found this record store called Harkey's Records, and it was sounded like it was run by a real character, and it sounded interesting.
It's one of the oldest record stores in Virginia, and it was a short walk away, so we loaded up our gear, and John has all the gear.
I look like, you know, anytime you see like an outtake from a movie set or something, there's always the guy standing there with like the pole over his head and the microphone. I look like one of those guys walking down the street.
I have, actually, I believe our host Arena said,
you look like a superhero.
Ricordo man.
Yeah.
And that means occasionally you draw attention to yourself.
Yeah. What you on your way to do?
You look like you're on your way to do something important.
Okay, that's Lawrence. And he let us know that we were headed to the right place.
Well, there's a gospel joint.
Yeah.
Been there for like, he been in business for like 50 or more years.
Yeah, he got a ton of history in his head.
Yeah,
a ton of history in his head.
Lawrence also shared a bit of his concert history in Richmond and caught us off guard with one in particular he attended.
Grateful Dead.
No way.
Yeah, Acid Heads, you know.
Yeah,
they locked up the whole damn Grateful Dead concert that night.
Yeah.
And barred them from Richmond.
Really?
Yeah, Grateful Dead cannot set foot in Richmond.
Wait, the Dead were banned from Richmond? So it's November 1st, 1985. Last night, the Dead have played what is considered by many Deadheads the best show of the year. But night two did not go so hot.
Several thousand fans of the Grateful Dead briefly rushed the Richmond Coliseum about 8 last night as they tried to get into the sold-out concert without tickets. About 300 got in, and a glass window on Lee Street was cracked, according to police.
Wait, so what, I don't understand why. What did the Grateful Dead do wrong?
Evidently nothing. It was just some fans. Worth noting, though, the Grateful Dead, up until that point, had only been banned by one city. So, pioneers, Richmond. Not what I expected there. Anyway, we finally get to Barkey's.
The sign says, Barkey's Spirituals, Bibles, Robes, Hymnals, and Music Lessons, not to mention over a million vinyl records.
Wow.
Yeah. We should go check it out.
Let's go check it out.
Did you bring the money? Welcome to Barkey's.
And, of course, what happens?
Mr. Barkey wasn't around.
What about time two when we went back at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Still no Mr. Barkey.
No.
No one tells Mr. Barkey where to be at any certain time. He's on his own schedule.
But the third time was the charm.
Back again, John Myers. Hey, Francis, how are you?
Normally, you don't get the whole greeting, but I'm going to share this with you because this is the nicest, warmest reception I've ever heard in my life.
Hey there.
Hello there.
You must be Mr. Barkey?
I'm Barkey, yeah.
I'm John.
Nice to meet you, Queen, John.
Barkey, Steven, how do you do?
John.
Thank you so much for having a minute to talk to us.
This is a great honor to have Steven and John here at the same time. How many other stores on Broad Street can say that? How many stores in Richmond can say that?
Very few. None.
I mean, very few. Yeah. Nice having you here.
Mr. Barkey is pretty spry.
I'm 87 plus.
Mostly a traditional spiritual store. There's a lot of religious music gospel around. But in front of me, there's Lee Greenwood's Greatest Hits and Gladys Knight and the Pips and Simon Garfunkel's Sound of Silence. And then you got the Jacksons, Johnny Taylor, Alabama, Hank Williams Jr.
It's a really interesting place, one that's been running for a very long time.
65 years ago when it got started. It got started when I got out of the Army.
Yeah, after sewing chevrons on soldiers for cash, he needed something to do, and his dad had an idea.
He said, Barkey, what are you going to do? I said, I don't know. I haven't made up my mind. He said, why don't you open up a record shop?
Yeah, why open a record shop, though?
At this time, he used to have a radio repair shop up the street. And he said people used to come in there occasionally and ask if we had records. And so I think that's how he got the idea. So why don't you open a record store?
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Do, do, do.
and it stood the test of time.
When we went in business, there were 8 stores. We were the 8th store. There were 7. And now we're the only one.
I was going to say that.
All those 7 have gone. And when I went in business, went up there and told the man I was going into business, the distributor, he said, you won't be in business long. And now all of them gone, and he's gone also.
At one point, he had 2 stores, one for contemporary music, and then another one for religious music until, well, something happened.
My son said, Dad, you got a fire. And I came coming down, but the guy was in there freebasing up on the 3rd floor because I had rented it to him. He was a student at BCU. And
he accidentally set a fire.
Yeah, accidentally got away from him. He's up at freebasing.
Most of the music is now in one location, and it's mostly religious, but there is one small section dedicated to secular music.
I think most of the things you find over here are going to be gospel, and over there
are more contemporary.
Meanwhile, a fellow crate digger pulls out this classic record.
Johnny Taylor. You ever never heard of him, have you?
I've never heard of Johnny.
Johnny Taylor. Johnny Taylor was something, man. Johnny Taylor was good. Is that a Johnny Taylor right here?
There's tons, yeah.
Right here. No, it's, yeah, Johnny, what year is on here?
That one's 73.
73, okay. Yes, 1973.
The shop and everything has evolved.
Isn't it good? And nothing stays the same. Everything changes. I don't care what it is, good, bad, or indifferent. It changes, and nothing is permanent. Like this moment I'm with you right now, I savor this moment. It's a precious moment to me. Because in a few moments, you should be gone. It should be history.
I
feel sorry.
I think we're good. I think that the last question is, are you glad that I woke you up and told you we should go do this?
I wasn't at the moment, but I'm glad now. I think our lives are better for having met Mr. Barkey.
Yeah, and learning a little bit about a story that I thought had to have been an urban legend, the Grateful Dead, getting banned from Richmond, which actually happened.
Yep.
Thank you, John Myers.
You're welcome, Stephen Clayo.
We'll be back in a moment on World Cafe. For any woman out there who can't say, I got somebody that I can call my very own.